Today's share in the Deir Shul Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chaf Ches Amud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah in the middle of Siman Tuf Kuf Yud Aleph. And yesterday we started learning in Sif Beis that you're not allowed to go and use water that was heated up on Yontif to go and wash your entire body, even limb by limb. And we brought down a number of different discussions about this. And we pick up at the very top line on Kuf Chaf Ches Amud Beis with the words of the Mechaber. He says, Avol b'mayim shehuchmu me'erev yantif, if the water is heated up on erev yantif, then mutter lirchotz kol gufo afilu kiecha, then a person would be allowed to go and wash his entire body all at once. However, miu davka chutz l'merchotz, but you're not allowed to do this in a bathhouse. Avol b'merchotz, it's osur. In the bathhouse, it's osur. So what is the Mechaber telling us here? Let's look inside the Mishneh Berurah, Siv Katan Tezvav, to understand this. Mishneh Berurah says, ach af dibishabes osur. He says, on Shabbos, one would not be permitted, even if the water was heated up previously, obviously, and you're still on Shabbos, not allowed to go and wash your entire body. Af b'Shabbos osur, af aver, even limb by limb, not all together. V'koshken kol guf v'yechon, and certainly not your whole body. So Shabbos is different than Yom Tov. K'diyisa b'simin shin chavav, as we learned over there in Hilchos Shabbos, nevertheless, b'yom tov kil tvei. He brings down for various achronim that on Yom Tov we have the right to be more meiko. Now, Mishneh Berurah adds in Siv Katan Tezayin, Hainu, Afilu Babayis Achitzon Shel Merchotz, Osu Lirchotz Bechamin. That which the Mechaber said that you're allowed to wash yourself, he said it was outside of the bathhouse. And the Mishneh Berurah points out and adds that even in the Bayis Chitzon, in the outer parts of the bathhouse, you're not allowed to go wash yourself with hot water, even if it was heated up previously. The Lohutar Shom, and you're not allowed to do it over there, even though you'd be allowed to do it in your house. Ella Lishtativ Behen. The only thing you're allowed to do over there is to rinse yourself with the hot water in those places, but you're not allowed to go and wash your entire body, even limb by limb, but you could rinse yourself a little bit in those places. And the Mishneh Berurah adds in Siv Katan Yud-Zayin, there would be usher to do this in the bathhouse. The Asru Chachamim Rechitza v'Merchotz, the rabbis prohibited washing in the bathhouse because of the famous Gezerah Mishum Gezerah's HaBalonim, because the bath attendants are going to lie and say, oh no, we heated it up before Shabbos, and they're really going to heat it up on Shabbos, and therefore you're not allowed to use the bathhouses at all on Shabbos, even if there was water prepared before Shabbos. Shoyu Mezalzalim Bezeh Lasos Be'isa, because the Balonim were not trustworthy, and they would claim that they heated it up before Shabbos, but they really would heat it up on Shabbos. Kivur b'Shabbos and Morin Shabbos on Daf Mem Amud Beis. The issue footnote number 12 adds over here the Cheder Ambacher Shebabayis. What about the bathroom in your house? So you're allowed to wash up there. So if you're not allowed to wash up in the outer chambers of the bathhouse, maybe you can't wash up in your bathrooms. So Shel Shuvas Olusion says no. She'ena b'chlalis, that's not included in this issur of the Gzeres HaBalonim, because kiven she'en shayachas legabav Gzeres HaBalonim, because there is no balonim in your house, and therefore there is no concern, no gzera was made in this situation. Those are the words of the Mechaber. However, the Ramah now paskins haga v'yeis osrim b'chol inyan. The Ramah says that under all circumstances, we are oser washing up at all, any place in the bathhouse, even doing this shituf lishtatev behem, to rinse yourself, and v'chein noagim, brings him on the tour and the rush, this is the way we paskin l'maisa. Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Yud-Ches, the sfiril hu, tein chiluk being Shabbos liyontif, because the Ramah says, according to these osrim, there is no difference between Shabbos and Yontif. V'osru rechitza b'yontif k'mo b'Shabbos, and they prohibited washing on Yontif just like they prohibited washing on Shabbos. V'davka kol guf v'yechad, that's washing your entire body at once. However, aval aver l'kul yam mutar lirchotz, but as we pointed out, each limb by itself, you are allowed to go and wash on Yontif. V'afilu lishtatei b'osin chamin, also l'dezu, but to use this hot water that was heated up over here in the bathhouses would be forbidden, even according to this opinion. However, mihu l'inyan tinok, but in regards to a young child, gam l'didhu mekilinam b'yontiv yosef mimishabbos, so we were more mekel on yontiv than Shabbos in general, as we learned in yesterday's shir for a young child, u'mutal rochzo afilu b'cham mishuch b'yontiv k'nal, as we explained yesterday, under certain circumstances, you're even allowed to wash the entire child, the baby, in hot water, even if the water was heated up on Yontif, and certainly because again b'cham shuchem v'yari Yontif, and certainly with water that was heated up before Yontif. However, this is true as we said yesterday. Ochem betinuk she'ein merugal kokach api mechol biruchitzas kol guv. If you don't have the custom to wash this baby every single day, then efshur the af buchman be'erev Yontif yesh lachman. Then even if the water was heated up on erev Yontif, one should still be more machmir. But under difficult circumstances and a pressing need, you certainly can go and wash the baby. Most of the posts can pass in over here, Lakula. However, Elish and Ogim last served. The minig is to go and take the stricter approach. The Ain Lishanos Haminog. One shouldn't change this minhag. Mishabur adds and Sivkot Yotetzuchay Noagin. Ul Inyan Isha Shechol Tvilos Biyontif. What about a woman who has to go to the mikvah on Yontif? So Eskimu Kamachronim Shetzorch Lizar. The Chronim say that you have to be careful. Shloye b'mikvah rak poshrin. You can only have lukewarm water in the mikvah because the imlochein. If you have hot water in the mikvah, also litbo, but then you wouldn't be allowed to go into it. What is our definition of lukewarm water? So the issue footnote 13 brings down from the Shelos Chuas Orlet Zion based upon the Shach, who writes shakol mokum shemusko b'shas poshrin. Whenever it says throughout Shas, this lukewarm water is poshrin. Pshara is a compromise. It's a compromise between cold and hot, so it's lukewarm. So whenever it says these poshrim waters throughout Shas, it means kechamimus harok. It means the temperature of spittle. And this is also the opinion of Dain Weiss, Tzatzal, and the Shelos Tshuvos Minchas Yitzchak. And Shelos Tshuvos Orlet Zion adds that the temperature of rok is 37 degrees centigrade. In other words, body temperature. For Fahrenheit, 98 degrees temperature. Kechomagof, like the heat of the body. So, until you hit that temperature, it's not considered hot, and it's considered still either cool or lukewarm, and it's allowed to wash with that type of temperature. Reb Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, and Igros Moshe adds, Sheshir poshrin hu kishechomem shalamayim hu pochus mimidas hachom shederuch stam b'nei odem lirchots b'am yimos hachol. He says, poshrin means less than the normal bath water temperature that you would use. And this was the opinion of Nissen Karlitz, Zatzal. And this college that Sal adds, Vosiv Shalamaisa Nirishu Bashir Shain Hanoa Michamin Samaim. This shear is the amount that you're not really getting benefit from the hot water. It's just allowing you to bathe, but you're not really getting benefit from the hot water. That's the shear of poshrim. Doesn't say exactly what temperature that would be. The issue footnote number 14 brings down that we learned previously that you're not allowed to go and immerse yourself in a hot mikvah on Yontif. So he says, this din is not agreed to by everybody. And he brings down from Simon Shin Chavav in Hilchos Shabbos, we learn that the Korban Nesano disagrees. He says, Shekosav Shelo Nesar Litbo Bechamen. There is no issa to go and immerse yourself in hot water. Mitnesha Tvila Ainak Rechitzi. He says, this isn't bathing. This is Tvila. The Lo Gozrule, the rabbis never instituted their prohibition against bathing for Tvila. That's the opinion of the Korban Nesano. Mishabur continues and he says, Cholzeim huchmu hamayim erev yontif. Everything that we say over the lekula is only if the waters were heated up before yontif started. I will be yontif, also lohochem ayid Yisrael, on yontif you're not allowed to heat it up, even for the mikvah, via yid. However, via da'akum, but via a non-Jewish person, yesh lohokyo, one has the right to be mekyo. The Sharet Zion, Os Chafei, towards the end of this, Dibro Maskil, he brings out from the base mayor in Yoredeya that his opinion is the lohochi mayim kidei lohofik tzina hudavar shav l'chol nefesh, to cool, to have the water not be so cold, and to just make it a little bit not so cold, lohofik tzina, to take away the coldness from it, not to really make it hot, but just take away the coldness from it. He said that is something that everybody would agree to. That's a davar shav l'chol nefesh, and everybody would want that. And he says, similar to this, mitzad eigam b'tshuvas nod b'yehuda. Nod b'yehuda says the same thing, and albeit the Prima Gadim says that he's not sure, but Tosos and the Rosh say it's mutter as well, and therefore Chofetz Chaim concludes, while Cain, I'll call upon him, ayde akam avade in l'hachmer, to heat it up a little bit via a non-Jewish person, just to take the chill out of it, that would be allowed. The issue footnote number 15 brings down, why over here do we say shechimah mayim l'shem hafagasino l'tvila nechshab kidavar shalav chol nefesh? Why is this considered something that everybody would want just to take the chill out of the water? He says etzem rechitza b'chamim ain't no davar shalav chol nefesh. We just said that washing with hot water, we discussed this more in yesterday's year, but washing in hot water is not a davar shalav chol nefesh. So the base mayor adds shelin rechitza kiven sheish anoshim shlo yisrach tzu gamim yeh motzu lemerchatz. Since there are people that won't go and wash themselves even if there's easily available merchatz. They just don't have a desire to do so. The people that just don't enjoy bathing. So therefore, that's why rechitz is not considered shavul chol nefesh. However, but to go and remove the cold from the water, so he says that is something that everybody would want. Linyan hafogas hatzina, mikiv should call them shetzorach litzol. Anybody that needs to go into a mikvah, rotzo mesavish lo yamayim tzonin him elchamim. Nobody wants to go into a polar bear type of a mikvah. Nobody wants to go into icy, cold waters. So therefore, mechsheves hafagis atzina kedavar shavu lechonefesh. That's considered something that everybody gets hanah from, and therefore you're allowed to go and take the chill out, even though you're not allowed to heat it up to a nice, warm temperature. Mishnah Berurah continues. He says, "Chol zeh lahochem b'leil yom tov sheni." All of this is for heating up the water on the night of Yom Tov Sheni for Yom Tov Sheni usage. But to go heat up water on the end of Yom Tov Rishon for Yom Tov Sheni, that's not allowed. Unless in Lo She Yisro Yikach Miyamayim Lishtos Miyam Kofi Olodiach Kelev. Unless you're heating up the water, as we said previously, if you're heating up water on Yom Tov for Yom Tov, you can heat up extra even for after Yom Tov, as long that we said that the davar there was there muto midina. You're allowed to do this lechatchila kedin, like we said, b'malei chovis mayim hamavur b'self simon tov kuf gimel. Like we just learned a few days ago in the shir in the simon tov kuf gimel, that you can fill up water and add an extra water before you put it on the fire for later usage or for the next day's usage. But you can't add it when it's on the fire ready. At the beginning, yemali kol yoramai, fill up the water to the top, give you a shir tzarklo to as much as you want, and that is allowed. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Adam mutar litbo b'yom tov b'tumah, so a person is not to be tovel on yontif. The Mishnah explains the Sif Katan Chav, wrote to Lomar, af agad dekli, also allowed to be low by utensil. You're not allowed to go and take the utensil and tovel it, ulataro b'tumah b'yontif, to go and make it tahar from the tumah that the kli had. You're not allowed to do that on yontif. Because as we pointed out previously, this is masakin mana. This is fixing the utensil. You're not allowed to fix the utensil. Why then can a person tovel? Adam shiny. A person is different. Because he looks like he's just going to cool himself off in the water, and it doesn't look necessarily like he's being tovel himself. However, he says, Ayin el and simin shin chavav siv ches, mishabrua, and the bear Allah over there, shom bear no kol proti din zeh. We learn these dinim over there. The issue footnote number 18 adds a couple of interesting ideas. Number one, ubitama dover shein omim legabe isha tovela shelo bezmana letaros b'shabbos, that we don't allow a woman who's not toveling on the night that she's supposed to be tovel on Shabbos. Why? Shiniris himitzanenis asma b'mayim. How come? It looks like she should just be cooling off. So why don't we allow that? Shekivin shenogim shelo lirchos b'shabbos apilu b'mayim tzonim, because on Shabbos we don't have allowances for even going into cold water. Therefore, if a woman goes down to the mikvah, even at tefillah shelo bezmana, it doesn't look like she's cooling herself off, because the minhag is not to do so, and therefore it looks like she's a mesakenes atzma, and therefore lefikach nogu anoshi shelo litvah b'shabbos tefillah she'en zmana b'osa yom. Therefore, we don't allow them to go and do any tefillah that other than a tefillah shelo bezmana. Furthermore, v'tama dovish the tefillas odom lekirio muteres v'eno nira b'kach kimesakin. Why do we let a man go to the mikvah on Shabbos if he goes to the mikvah for tumas keri, Takanas Ezra, and he goes to go and be tovel to be masakin this? So why do we allow that? She says, Kivan she'ein isu lilmod l'spal b'lo tefillah. Since technically you don't have to do that, you're allowed to learn and daven even without the tefillah. Therefore, it doesn't appear einu nira kimasakin us. It doesn't look like you'd be masakin yourself. But he brings down, even though there are posting that are remarkable about not using the mikvah on Shabbos because of this concern, nevertheless, ein limchos mishameko. Somebody realizes one of the more lenient opinions you're allowed to, because rov haposkim mikilim b'dorim, most posting allow a person to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. However, if you got tome on Shabbos and Yom Tov itself, so then vada in lachmir, then certainly you shouldn't be machmir because you had no choice. The chayin is bashi the minhag litvol, and the minhag of many places is that they do allow tevila on Shabbos. V'rakshin tzorch lizor mo'od mischita sesaros. He said you have to be careful with all the problems of bathing on Shabbos, which is schita, which is squeezing out the hair and towels and things like that. Now let's start Sif Dalet. We are going to have a very, very important discussion about smoking on Yom Tov, but we'll leave that for tomorrow. But we'll just start Sif Dalet, which talks about Mugmar. Mugmar is incense. They used to have some people that would burn incense in order to have a pleasant aroma around. So the Mechaber tells us, Ein Osin Mugmar, you're not allowed to go and burn incense on Yom Tov, which means the Hainu Lafazer Mine Bisamim Alakhadim, to put various spices on top of the coals and it will be burned and it will let off a nice aromatic aroma. And he says, Bein Lahariach Ubein Legamer Habayis Oakel. This is whether it's just for the pleasant aroma or to make the house or utensils smell nicely. Now, we'll stop over here. But we'll just talk about the Mugmar a little bit. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chaf Aleph tells us, "Do davar she'eino shavu l'chol nefesh." This is something that isn't done by most people, and it's only done by some people, and therefore this is the classical example of something that's not shavu l'chol nefesh. You're not allowed to do it on Yontif, and only meunagim, only people that are very interested in the pleasure, so they do this. V'lohutar b'yomtov, and therefore it's not allowed to be done on Yontif. However, he says u'le'inyan shias titun, in regards to smoking tobacco. Titun is tabak, tobacco. So he says, are you allowed to do that on Yontif? Ein in bir halacha. That will look into the bir halacha, dibra maskil, mugmar. And this will really, with Dirshu footnote number 30, be the start of tomorrow's shiur. It's not enough time to do it in the few minutes that we have left, so we'll leave this for tomorrow's shiur. Tomorrow's daf is a relatively short daf anyway. This discussion about smoking on Yontif is a very important discussion from a halachi point of view. But again, I will stress, as we all medically know today, that smoking is extremely dangerous, and there are many, many poskim, if not came out all the poskim, modern day poskim today, that do not allow anybody to smoke on Yontif because they don't allow you to smoke on a weekday. It's a very important discussion for another time, and Yitzhak Hashem, tomorrow we'll talk about the pure halachic point. Can you smoke on Yontif? Is that a dover hashavah l'chol nefesh? With this, we conclude today's share.